Why do Vaishnavas regard the Itihasas and Puranas as the ultimate authority on the Vedas, since they are Smritis, and generally Smritis are considered to be less authoritative than the Shrutis? There is some serious misunderstanding and lack of awareness of the supreme greatness of the Smritis, due to which the Smritis are regarded as inferior to the Shrutis. In fact, Smriti is not only complete, but also reveals the essence of the Shrutis. Let's see evidences from both the Shrutis and Smritis that proves how Smritis are also Vedic in nature and not different from them. Moreover, amongst the Smritis, the Puranas stand as the ultimate authority. That we'll see. At present, it is difficult to study the Vedas and the Vedanta Sutra in entirety or understand them completely. And on top of that, great thinkers have commented and interpreted in contradictory ways. That's why we refer to the Itihas and Puranas, which are Vedic in nature and are conclusive in determining the Vedas' meaning. Moreover, the Itihasas and Puranas can also infer the meaning of the unavailable portion of the Vedas. That is why the Mahabharata, Adi Parva 1.267 and Manu Samhita states, one should complement one's understanding of the Vedas with the help of the Itihas and the Puranas. And elsewhere it is also stated, the Puranas are called by that name because they complete Purana. One should not try to complete or explain the meaning of the Vedas with something that is not Vedic in nature, just as one should not finish an incomplete gold bracelet with lead. But one may object, if the Itihas and Puranas are actually included as part of the text of the Vedas, we need to identify some other Puranas than those we are familiar with. Otherwise, the Itihas and Puranas would not qualify as non-different from the Vedas. To this, we reply that the Itihas and Puranas are not different from the Vedas in as much as both kinds of literary works have no human author and present that same detailed knowledge. Nonetheless, there is some difference between them with regards to intonation and word order. The Madhyamadina Stuti Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 2.4.10 implies the oneness of the Itihas and the Puranas with the Rig and the other Vedas in terms of the apaurusha nature all these works share. My dear Maitreya, the Rig, Yajur, Sam and Atharved, as well as the Itihas and the Puranas, all appear from the breathing of the Supreme Being. The Pradaskand of the Skand Purana 2.3.5 therefore states, long ago, Lord Brahma, the grandfather of the demigods, performed severe penances, and as a result, the Vedas appeared, along with their six supplements and their Pada and Karma texts. Then the entire Purana emanated from his mouth. Composed of eternal sound and consisting of 1 billion verses, it is the unchanging, sacred embodiment of all scriptures. You should know that of the various divisions of this Purana, the Brahma Purana is the first. Srimad Bhagavatam's third canto gives a similar description in the passage starting with the words Rig Yaju Sama Thar Vakyan Vedan Purva Divir Mukher. Beginning from the front face of Brahma, gradually the four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sam and Atharva, became manifest. Bhagavatam 3.12.37. In this passage, we find the statement, then Brahma created the fifth Veda, the Puranas and the histories, from all his mouths, since he could see all the past, present and future. Bhagavatam 3.12.39. Here the word Veda is used specifically in reference to the Itihasa and the Puranas. And elsewhere it is said, the Puranas are the fifth Veda. The Itihasa and the Puranas are called the fifth Veda, Bhagavatam 1.4.20. And he taught the Vedas along with the fifth of their number, the Mahabharata, given in Mahabharata Moksha Dharma 340.21. If the Itihas and the Puranas were not Vedic, it would have been inappropriate for the preceding verses to include them as the fifth Veda, since normally one counts together only objects of the same kind. Also, the Bhavishya Purana states, the fifth Veda written by Sri Krishna Vaipanya Vas is called the Mahabharata. Another reference is found in the Chandogya Upanishad of the Kautumya school of the Samved. Venerable Sir, I have studied the Rig, Yajur, Sam and Athar Vedas and also the Itihas and the Puranas, which are the fifth Veda. Kautumya Chandogya Upanishad 7.1.2. There are many statements about the apaurusha Vedic nature of the Itihas and Puranas in the Vedic Samhitas, Brahmanas, Aranyakas, Upanishads, Kalpa Sutras, Dharma Shastras, and Kriya Sutras, as well as in the Puranas, Ityas, and the other Smriti texts. Here are a few of these statements. The Rigs, Sam, Yajur, and Atharvedas appear from the Supreme Lord along with the Puranas and all the demigods residing in the heavenly planets. Atharved 11.7.24. He approached the Brihati meter, and thus the Ityas, Puranas, Gathas, and Mara Samses became favorable to him. One who knows this verily becomes the beloved abode of the Ityas, Puranas, Gathas, and Mara Samses. Atharva Ved 15.6.10-12. In this way, all the Vedas were manifested along with the Kalpas, Rahasyas, Brahmanas, Upanishad, Ityas, Anvakhyatas, and Puranas. Gopatha Brahmana Purva 2.10. Indeed, Rig, Yajur, Sam, and Atharva are the names of the four Vedas. The Ityas and Puranas are the fifth Veda, Chandogya Upanishad 7.1.4. One who thoroughly studies the Vedas along with their six limbs and the Ityas and the Puranas becomes a true knower of the Vedas, Vyas Smriti 4.45. In the Vayu Purana 16-18 and 21-22, Suta Goswami explains why the Ityas and Puranas are considered the fifth Veda. Srila Vyas Dev, the Almighty Supreme Lord, accepted me, meaning Sudh Goswami, as the qualified speaker of the Ityas and Puranas. In the beginning, there was only one Veda, the Yajur Veda, which Srila Vyas Dev divided into four parts. These gave rise to the four activities called Chaturhotra, by means of which Srila Vyas Dev arranged for the performance of sacrifice. The Advaryu priest carry out their responsibilities with Yajur mantras, the Hota priest with Rig mantras, the Udgata priest with Sam mantras, and the Brahma priest with Atharva mantras. Srila Sudh Goswami further states, "O best of the prize born," thereafter Srila Vyas Dev, who best knows the meaning of the Puranas, compiled them and the Itihasas by combining various Akhyanas, Upakhyanas, and Gathas. Whatever remained after Vyas Dev divided the Vedas into four parts was also Yajur Veda. This is the conclusion of the scriptures. The Puranas are also used in the formal study of the Vedas called Brahma Yajna. The Ityas and Puranas are Vedas, Taittiriya Arangyaka 2.9. If the Ityas and the Puranas were not Vedic, they would not be used in this way in the Brahma Yajna. Therefore, in the Matsya Purana 53.8-9, the Supreme Lord says, "O best of the twice born, foreseeing that the Purana will gradually be neglected in every age, I assume the form of Vyas and abridge it." In other words, Srila Vyas Dev condenses the already existing Purana so that people can easily comprehend it. In the Vayu Purana 60.16-18 and 21-22, Sudh Goswami explains why the Ityas and the Puranas are considered the fifth Veda, which I have already described earlier. The Matsya Purana also states, "The Purana consisting of 400,000 verses is divided into 18 parts, in which form it is passed on by oral recitation here on earth in every Dwapar Yuga. Even today, the original Purana of 1 billion verses exists in the world of demigods. The essential meaning of that Purana is contained in the abridged version of 400,000 verses." Sutta statements that whatever remained after Vyas divided the Vedas into four parts was also Yajurved indicates that the essence of the original Purana formed the abridged version of 400,000 verses in the world of mortals. It is not a different composition. Similarly, the Vayavya Samhita of the Shiva Purana indicates the Vedic nature of the Puranas by discussing their appearance along with the Vedas. The ingenious Lord abridged the Veda and then divided it into four. Therefore, he became known as Vedivyas. He also summarized the Puranas in 400,000 verses, but in the heavenly planets, they still comprise 1 billion verses. Shiva Puran 7.1.37-38. Here the word condensed implies condensed by him. The name of a Purana, Skand, Agni, and so on, refers to its original speaker, as with the Katha Upanishad, which was promulgated by the sage Katha. Or else the name refers to the person who arranged the Purana's contents. The reason the Puranas are occasionally described as impermanent is that they are sometimes manifested and sometimes not. In this way, the Vedic nature of the Ityas and Puranas is established. Thus, it is established that studying the Itihas and Puranas is supremely beneficial. And of these two, the Puranas are more excellent. As stated in the Naryadiya Purana, O lovely one, I consider the Puranas more important than the Vedas because the Puranas firmly established all the Vedic meanings. There is no doubt about this. One who disrespects the Purana will take birth as a subhuman. Even if he can expertly control his senses and mind, he can attain no good destination. Furthermore, the Prabhaskanda of the Skand Purana 5.3.121-24 states, O best of the twice born, I consider the meaning of the Puranas to be as well as established as that of the Vedas. Without doubt, all the Vedas are given a firm foundation in them. Once, long ago, the Vedas became afraid of those who might hear from her insufficiently, and she thought, this sort of person will distort my meaning. But then, the Itihas and the Puranas helped the Vedas by firmly establishing her meaning. What cannot be found in the Vedas is found in the Smriti, and what cannot be found in either is clearly explained in the Puranas. A person is not considered learned if he does not know the Purana. O learned Brahmanas, even if I studied the four Vedas along with the Vedangas and Upanishads. Thank you.